I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. We continue to follow the Global Climate Summit in Paris. The prevailing moods flip between frustration and optimism. Frustration because countries remain fundamentally at odds, even despite dire warnings of the catastrophe should this summit fail to produce a deal. Optimism because these nations are still talking, and also perhaps because of those dire warnings of catastrophe. There is hope for a deal even among people who've witnessed the excruciatingly slow pace of previous climate talks. Paul Brown is a former environment reporter for The Guardian who's covered just about every climate summit since the first one in Rio de Janeiro back in 1992. This time around, Brown says, things definitely feel different.
I'm an optimist. Despite years of having the sand thrown in my eyes, if you like, But I do think there is a change of mood. Honestly, I don't think it's politically possible now for any country to prevent progress, and people really want to get on with this thing. So I think we will have an agreement where you can ratchet up the targets at 5-year intervals. And I think by 2030, we will have a whole different world.
Getting to that point, though, will continue to be a long, hard slog. One issue right now, for example, is aid from rich countries to poor ones to help deal with the worst effects of climate change. Gambia's environment minister said flat out today that if the issue isn't adequately addressed, there will be, quote, no agreement in Paris. But his French counterpart said that failure at the talks is unthinkable. Brown expects to hear more rhetoric like this.
There's a huge gap between the understanding of Europe and North America and the rest of the planet. I mean, even now, if you go to India, they hardly know anything about climate change, and they're much more interested in development. And the world just doesn't see things through the same set of glasses. I mean, when I went to Rio, I was astonished at the attitude of some of the developing world countries, because I came to it from a European perspective. And you have here an astonishing 196 nations talking to each other. It's no wonder that misunderstandings arise.
And don't go away. Brown says that's just one reason progress has been slow. Another, he says, is homegrown, right here in the United States.
Without criticizing your great country, I think the Republican Party has been one of the single biggest stumbling blocks to progress in this area. I was astonished when I first came to these climate talks to find the fossil fuel lobby from America dominating the proceedings. And they're still trying very hard to throw obstructions in the way of the climate talks. So there are vested interests, and of course the oil states of the Middle East are also among the people who have tried to stop progress at every possible juncture.
But Brown thinks these forces are losing steam and being replaced by people and businesses with different values.
If you come to Europe now and you see all the renewables, the houses covered in solar panels and so on, the speed with which renewables have been adopted in Europe in the last 5 years is clearly staggering. And China and lots of other big industrial countries see renewables as the future.
Paul Brown, an environment reporter now with the Climate News Network. He was speaking with me from the floor of the Paris Climate Summit.